The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And they said to him, What are you discussing with each other while you walk along? They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days? He asked them, What things? They replied, The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but did not see him. Then he said to them, Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near to the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on, but they urged him strongly, saying, Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over. So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were open and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us? That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon. Then they told them what happened to them on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord. So I don't know if you've seen this or not, but a lot of folks about now are posting their senior pictures on Facebook. And they're saying they're doing this as a way to show support for the 2020 seniors that are not going to have an actual graduation, as sort of a way to say, we're thinking about you. Now, I don't know whether or not they're feeling supported in that, but I actually took part in this little exercise this week and posted my own senior picture. A young Stephen Mims that weighed about 105 when he was not even 18 years old. But I think that part of the reason that I put it up there and other people put it up there was to support the seniors, but there is another reason. You see, earlier this week, it began in my house, Chore Week 2020. Last weekend, my wife and I placed an order for mulch to come to the house, and wouldn't you know it, on Monday, a mountain of black mulch was delivered into my driveway. And so, we started working, and we started filling in all of the beds after we had to weed all the grass that had grown in and the weeds that had grown up. We even took two beds and made them into one bed, and this was back-breaking labor, just taking a pitchfork of mulch and shoveling it into a wheelbarrow and carrying it over and then spreading it out. But now somewhere along that process, my wife couldn't find her gloves. And she went to go look for them in our garage. And it was a little while before she, and I realized she hadn't come back. So I went to the garage, and lo and behold, she started cleaning out the garage. Now this has been a job that we've been talking about doing ever since we moved into the house, really, for about 2 years, and here she is cleaning out the garage. And I knew what that meant, that as soon as we finished doing the yard, We were in the garage, and lo and behold, we were. And that's where I recovered my senior picture. Oh, but we weren't even finished that week. Ever since we moved in, the builders had picked the lights for our kitchen and our dining room, and my wife was never a big fan of those. And so guess what I got to do? After doing the yard and working in the garage, I got to change out lights too. What a wonderful week this has been. And I know that I'm not the only person that's been doing this kind of stuff. I believe that the reason all these senior pictures are showing up on Facebook are because people like me are cleaning stuff up and finding pictures that they haven't seen in years. I mean, how many closets have been cleaned out, garages, sheds? How many yards have been perfectly manicured? Houses have been painted, rooms have been rearranged. All kinds of things have been done. Why? Well, because we're quarantined and we don't have anything better to do, right? And so we're getting all this stuff done that we had been meaning to do all this time. But it's starting to get old, isn't it? And the problem is we're getting tired of being quarantined. You know, at first it was a little bit exciting. It was kind of like an extended snow day, you know. But now it's like, oh, who needs a mailbox? No. I'll drive this to the post office. Oh, they have toilet paper in Tennessee? Road trip. We'll do anything to get out of our house now, won't we? And, you know, I'm sure early on, when parents started teaching their kids at home, they were really excited. You know, I can't wait to spend this time with my beloved child and teach them and instruct them. And now it's sort of like, well, kids, I think we're on a 2-hour delay this morning, and tomorrow's an early release day. You know, we're getting tired of being quarantined. And not only that, we're getting tired from being quarantined. We're starting to get worn down from all of the extra things that we're doing and just being totally separated and isolated. It's wearing us out. It's making us sad. It's depressing us, isn't it? And at first, everything was kind of new, and now we're just sort of settling into this new normal. I mean, I know this because early on when we first started streaming, we had hundreds and hundreds of people were coming to watch. And every week, with the exception of Easter, it sort of dwindled a little bit and a little bit. And then when we gave out communion packets for Easter Sunday, we had tons of people drop by. And this week, there were significantly less people. Now, granted, it's not Easter, but I think that's because we're starting to settle in to what life is like now. And we're starting to maybe getting into some of the same old habits of our faith becoming just part of everyday life, right? See, I think that's what we had going on in this morning's gospel reading. There were two disciples that were on their way from Jerusalem, where they had just celebrated the Passover, and they were headed back, presumably home, to Emmaus, a village that was 7 miles away. And while they were walking, they were talking about all the things that had gone on. And surely they were sad at this. And then all of a sudden, this stranger shows up in their midst and asks them, what's going on? And they're so stunned by this question, they quit walking. And they said, are you the only person in Jerusalem that doesn't know? This Jesus, who was a mighty prophet in word and deed, was handed over by our chief priest. And he was put in the hands of Romans, and he was... he was killed. And what's more, now it's the third day. And some women in our group, they went to see him, and he wasn't there. And they had a vision of angels that said he was alive. And so they came back and told us. And some of our group, they went and found out. And sure enough, it was just as they said. And so now we don't know what to think. And then Jesus, who was the stranger, says, you fools, don't you realize what's been going on? Don't you realize that this had to happen to the Messiah? And then as they walked along, he opened the scriptures, and starting from Moses all the way to through the prophets, he explained to them who the Messiah really was and what all of this meant. And then when they get to Emmaus, as it appears that Jesus is going to continue on, they say, no, stay with us. It's all, you know, it's getting dark. It probably wouldn't be safe for you to keep going, so stay with us. So then as they gathered around the table, Jesus took bread, broke it, blessed it and broke it, and gave it to them. And at once their eyes were opened and they realized who he is. We hear this wonderful story of the Emmaus Road. And, you know, the entire time, I don't know about you, but I got to ask, how did they not know that it was Jesus? I mean, Deacon Deborah was up here today in her slash outfit. I knew it was her. You know, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen her look as strange as she did just now, but I still knew that it was Deacon Deborah. And I'm sure you did too. So how did they not know that it was Jesus? Surely these were his disciples. Now, it wasn't part of the 12, but they were still people that were following Jesus. Surely they had seen him before. And even so, they probably, couldn't they have recognized his voice? Especially when he began to teach them about Scripture. I mean, surely they had been taught by him. How could they not have known? Well, I thought about this and a couple ideas came to mind. First of all, they thought he was dead. And like any normal person, you don't expect a dead person to show up and start walking with you. That would be a little shocking. And so they weren't really expecting Jesus to show up. They weren't expecting a dead man to be walking with them. What's more than that, I kind of wonder if they, even if Jesus was alive, because, you know, there were those rumors going around, maybe they wouldn't have expected him to appear to them. I mean, one of these guys is Cleopas. Anybody ever heard of him before? Only if you've read this story. I mean, and then the other disciple, he isn't even named. These aren't like, it's not like Peter, James, and John that are getting the appearance of Jesus. These are just two random followers that were headed back to Emmaus. And yet Jesus showed up to them. And finally, you would expect this, if you're expecting Jesus to show up, you'd think it would be at a special moment, right? A moment that would be significant. Not two guys walking down the road. I mean, that sounds like the beginning of a joke, doesn't it? And yet, he did appear. See, I think a lot of that same thing happens to us. I mean, let's be honest. If Jesus started walking with you today, would you know who it was? Would you recognize him right off? Would you be able to tell as he talked to you? Would you know that Jesus is present with you? I mean, first of all, we don't really expect the ascended Lord to come and walk with us. And secondly, why would he come and walk with us, right? I mean, surely there are more important people than me and you that Jesus would appear to. Why me? Why you? And lastly, if Jesus is going to come to us, we would expect it to be in some special moment, right? Like when we're gathered together in worship. I mean, this is God's house. After all, we could kind of expect him to be in his house. Not in ours. But what we see in this Emmaus Road passage is that Jesus comes to these ordinary people at the ordinary times of their lives. Isn't that amazing? Jesus comes to ordinary people at the ordinary times of their lives. I mean, today, you and I will gather together and we will celebrate Holy Communion once again. Sure, we're not doing it like we usually do, where we're all gathered together. But we know that we're gathered together because of this bread and the wine. And we know that this is one of those special moments that we have the promise of Christ's presence in with and under the bread and the wine. But what about the rest of the time? What about the rest of our quarantine lives right now? During the humdrum of all that's done. Because let's be honest, we're getting to the end of our honey-do list, aren't we? This morning on the radio, I heard about a guy who lives in Georgia, and apparently their governor is opening non-essential businesses. I don't know how that'll turn out. We'll see. But this man had gone to the bowling alley, and they were interviewing him before the doors even opened. He's sort of waiting by himself in line to go in. And they said, "Well, why are you already here?" He goes, "Because I've already finished my to-do list, and I don't have anything else to do." Life has sort of settled in. And so we're beginning to wonder now, where will we see the presence of God in this normal, everyday, humdrum life? Here's the reality, my friends. We have a living and active God that comes to us not just in the extraordinary, but in the ordinary. Not just to the extraordinary, but to the ordinary. We have a God who comes to you and me. Now, it seems that week after week, I keep urging the same thing, that we need to look for the presence of God in all of this. And I think I'm saying this because we need to hear this now, maybe more than ever. We need to be on lookout for God in our midst. And so I want to urge you this week, every evening as you gather around your table as a family, I want you to ask one another, where have you seen God today? Where have you seen God in your midst today? Because I can assure you, my friends, He is there. Not just in the extraordinary, but in the ordinary. In the ordinary, everyday humdrum of life, Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, is with you. And if you're quarantined by yourself, write it down. And then maybe you can go back in a few months and look and see where you witness the presence of Christ. Dear friends, we have a God who is risen and living and active, who still comes to us in the extraordinary and in the ordinary. He comes to the extraordinary and to the ordinary. He comes to people like you and me. He is present. He's present in this meal, and He's present in your home every single day, all the time. We just have to look and recognize His presence. He's here, my friends. He's there. In the ordinary. With the ordinary. Thanks be to God. Amen.